This is Food for Thought. Call Carol at 866-823-1077. And now, it's Food for Thought.
Good afternoon and welcome to Food for Thought with Carol and Mike. We are live at the Beacon Building, 814 Elm Street, right in downtown Manchester. Come on down, have some lunch at Midtown Cafe, and you can watch the show ringside up here. What a gorgeous day today. It's Thursday, one more day for the weekend. No humidity out there. It's just beautiful. And just want to give a little shout out to J-Dog back at the studio. Hi, J-Dog.
Howdy.
How you doing?
Finally, no humidity, and I was going to tell you what my meal was for the All-Star game, for the baseball All-Star game. And I was going to do that. Had I done the show yesterday, because yesterday would have been the day after that, but it's 2 days after. But
that's fine.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Since the All-Star game is in a certain city, it's a different city every year, I try to do a theme of what the food is. So
oh my goodness.
If you've seen the Cincinnati Reds logo with the guy with the Reds mustache,
yep.
Pringles pretty much were inspired by that Cincinnati Reds logo. So
seriously?
Yes. If you look at the Pringles guy and you look at the Red Legs mustache guy, the similarities are incredible.
I thought it was the Monopoly guy, but okay, go ahead.
And I decided, why not have Pringles? So I, along with my tacos that I have every Tuesday, I decided to top that with Pringles. And I didn't really know what the Cincinnati cuisine was, but I'll know next year in San Diego what it will be.
Well, I can tell you one of the famous cuisine trademarks of Cincinnati is called Chili Mac. Which I think the diner serves a variation of it, which is just basically, you know, spaghetti pasta and chili on top. I mean, that's it. And it's something that I think started...
Spaghetti pasta?
Yeah, right. Spaghetti pasta.
Yeah, you know, we don't do that.
Well, you do a different kind of pasta, don't you? Don't you do a version of that with pasta and your chili?
We do... I think we do, like, mac and cheese with chili.
Yeah.
You know, which would be like elbows. But,
right.
You know, we could do mac
it's
with spaghetti.
So good.
Yeah.
When I lived in Toledo, which is just north of Cincinnati, I would get that anytime I could. And then I moved out here and I never found it, so I make it at home myself. So that's kind of chili.
Okay.
Is kind of famous for Cincinnati.
Okay. All right. Mm. Yeah, I was at a friend's house, so they couldn't really have time to make it and stuff. So.
But I'm a little bit more intrigued, not by the Pringles thing, but by the fact that you have tacos on Tuesday.
Yes, every Tuesday. Every Monday is burrito in a bowl. Every Tuesday is tacos. So
that's J-Dog, Mike.
I'm just picturing someday, perhaps, if you get married, how your wife is going to deal with this lack of flexibility in your diet.
It's not going to be like that. See, that's the thing. When I move, it's not going to be like that, because where I go, I'm sure they'll have places like this in Cleveland, but it just won't be the same. So it'll have to be something else, like a burger deal or something on a Monday.
Well, you'll get Chili Max when you're in Cleveland, I suspect. And our guest from a couple days ago from the Food Network and the Chew, Michael Simon, has 6 restaurants now in Cleveland, and you'll have plenty of opportunities to try those.
Yes, I heard that, and also because I remember he's on the Chew. And I remember months ago, I was looking at the website just to places to eat, and when I moved to Cleveland, and yeah, that's going to be one of the places certainly to go in downtown Cleveland.
That's right. His show is Burgers, Brew, and Q, debuting or premiering, I should say, on Food Network Friday evening at, I want to say, 10:30. Sounds about right.
Okay. Yeah.
Cool. Well, there you go. J-Dog, good to have you in the house today, bud.
Thank you, and I topped it off with Ben & Jerry's peanut butter cup ice cream, so...
Peanut butter cup ice.
Yes.
That's my favorite.
I know,
I love
but
you've seen the
fat content, though, right?
Yeah,
it's a must to avoid. You got to do it like once in a great while.
Right.
Great while.
There's fat in that?
Oh,
This is news to me.
It tastes good, but it doesn't necessarily good for you.
All right. Well, you've been able to keep your schoolboy figure, I've noticed. Good for you.
Yes.
Hey, I'm going to Fisher Cats tonight. Is Lippman doing the game?
I believe he is. We're going to actually have the 4-5 on the Pulse and on 101.5 WZI. Since the Red Sox are off for another night, it's a travel night, and another day off for the All-Star break. They're going to be in Anaheim for 4 games. But Fisher Cats hosting the Portland Sea Dogs, 6:45 pregame. And tomorrow night, they're going to have that DeLorean from Back to the Future. So,
cool.
All right, here's my often repeated DeLorean story.
Yes.
Early in my, I was about 19 or 20, working at McDonald's in suburban Detroit. I was working the window because they wouldn't let me near the food, and I would take the money and give the orders out. And there are a number of occasions when I actually waited on John DeLorean. He was an executive at General Motors, which was just across the street, their technical research center, and he would come in and get his bag of burgers, and occasionally I would wait on him.
Wow.
Cool.
So you waited on John DeLorean. That's pretty good.
I did, but there was no Gullwing DeLorean cars in 1970.
I had a feeling. Yeah. It was a very 80s car. So
it was from Back to the Future.
Yes. Right. And it's all about style. That's what Doc Brown said. If you're going to go in style.
So. He's full of quotes, isn't he, Carol?
Great Scott.
That is J-Dog. Yeah.
Always gives 110%. All right. Thanks, pal.
No problem. All right.
So that pretty much is the show for today, folks. So we've run out of content routes, 12:15. Oh, no, that's not true. Chef Patrick Hall will be occupying the studio for much of the show today. One of the reasons is because he will be feeding Mayor Ted Gatzis, who I've not seen yet, but when the mayor comes in, we won't make him wait. We'll get him right in here and get him fed and get him out.
That's right. We will. And Patrick is here with his two daughters this morning.
Yes, delightful, polite young ladies.
Yes, very nice.
Must be more like their mom, huh? Food holiday, do you got anything for that today?
It is. It's National Corn Fritters Day. Do you like corn fritters?
Not really. Yeah, they're okay. Yeah. If Chef Patrick makes it, I'm in.
I bet they'd be awesome. Yeah,
but I'd like to have little bits of jalapeno pepper in
that.
Yes. That's how you need to kick up an otherwise
sure.
not all that exciting dish. I thought of you today, Carol, because we had a discussion about Macy's a couple days ago.
Yeah.
I, for some reason, was reading the Wall Street Journal this morning. Don't look so shocked. And there was a story on how the new owners of Macy's want Macy's to divest themselves of their real estate holdings. In other words, you know, all the properties that their department stores are built on over all these years are pretty much worth what the company is, and that is $21 billion.
Wow.
So and they say that would increase the value of Macy's stock. So I'm telling you, if you have anything in the stock market, I would put it in Macy's, because when they sell this real estate, if they do,
boom
through the roof, and then you dump it for a profit.
There you go. Wow.
Just saying. It pays to read the Wall Street Journal once in a while. But when I saw Macy's, I said, all right, what can I take away for Carol from this?
There you go. Yeah, Macy's.
Think of the billions you've pumped into that place.
That is my
store. I know it is.
Okay, so weren't we talking about swimming with the dolphins?
Oh, yeah.
So I didn't really look that hard, but I found these, and I thought this was Daryl and I, but it's not. It's Tyler
and I. All right, so describe what you're holding.
Well, I'm going to show you pictures of Tyler and I swimming with the dolphins.
Oh, okay. It looks to me like a children's book.
It does, because that was the only two. These were the only books they had.
Then you
when
open
Tyler
it up.
And I were there. So it's all pictures of
when,
us.
When was this?
This was 2 years ago. Not
Tyler's
Actually,
getting,
it was last year.
Tyler's getting a kiss from a dolphin.
Yeah, yeah. We had a blast.
And he allows that to be seen publicly, huh?
Well, I don't think he knows.
Oh, see, moms can do that with their kids.
See, look.
And what do you do? Are you riding a dolphin?
Yeah.
Seriously?
Yes, I am.
You look like you're riding one of those Bronco bulls at a country and western bar.
You know what they do? They push you and you come right up out of the water.
Really?
It's wicked cool.
And then there's that one in every 150,000 dolphins that freaks out and flips you, you know, two counties away. Glad that wasn't your turn.
See, look. That's what two of them holding onto their fins.
They look like you've got joysticks in your hand, and those are dolphins.
Those are dolphins.
Carol Lawrence.
Fun?
Oh my God!
We had a great time.
Afraid to ask what that experience.
See, there's Tyler. Look at him way in the air.
Was it? It looks like he's whipping that dolphin.
It was so cool.
Well, what? No. So, did you get a kiss too? Did you get a kiss?
I did.
All right. So, what is a dolphin's breath like? It must be horribly fish-like.
No.
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 Because I mean, its snout was right up to your cheek there.
Not at all.
No, actually, you're giving them a kiss on the lips.
I am, right.
That's
on the lips.
Disturbing,
dolphin
folks.
Dolphin on the lips.
That's disturbing.
Yeah, fun. We had a blast. It was very good. I couldn't. There's Tyler, the last one.
There he is, doing a little flexing there while he's riding the beast. Wow.
There we go. I thought that would be fun. I thought of it right when I was leaving the house. I'm like, shoot, let me try and find those. But well, I can't think of where Daryl's and mine are. But anyway.
Oh, you talked him into riding the
talked him into it? I didn't have to talk him into it.
No.
No. It was fun.
Real men don't ride dolphins.
Well, he did. He did. I did that with Tyler in September, and then in December I did it with Daryl. So.
I need to ask Chef Patrick if that's something he would ever do.
Oh. I would be surprised.
All right, let's put some.
I don't know why you don't think that that's something that men don't do.
Well, I just think that it's just not a natural thing for the dolphins. you know, they're meant to be out swimming around chasing schools of scrod, and they don't want to be in this pool with people messing with them. But I realize I'm probably in the minority on that one.
They're training on.
I know. I mean, know. It's like going to the zoo. You know, they're there and you see them, and
yeah, I guess so.
And you hope they're happy.
So I'm having some hummus right now.
Yes.
And it is sriracha hummus.
And you gave me a taste a little bit earlier.
It's amazing.
And it is fantastic. And the heat kind of sneaks up on you.
It does. At first, you know, when I took my first bite, I was like, oh, this is nothing.
Yeah,
and
give me more.
Ooh.
But it's not obnoxious heat.
Not obnoxious
and,
at all.
And you got to wonder. I mean, we talked yesterday to the guys from Francistown Village Store that have this fantastic frozen food business
that
going.
That was fun.
And they were saying in some cases it takes them 2 years to from when they conceptualize a product till when it's ready to actually be released.
Right.
So that's pretty impressive. So it makes me wonder how long their test kitchen worked on getting the right amount of heat, how many people had to try it to get somewhat of a gauge on what the public will take.
Right.
I mean,
true.
It must be a
pretty long, I would think.
Oh, I would guess.
You know?
Cook's Illustrated, which is the magazine and the cookbook and the TV show, the radio and TV show on PBS, they have a test kitchen in Framingham, and this is where they do is test stuff there on how to make it better, and that's why I love their magazine.
I love their magazine.
Because they've made
scientific
all the mistakes.
And,
it's scientific,
you know? Yeah.
And I mean, my chicken pot pie from scratch recipe comes out of the Cook's Illustrated cookbook.
It's a great
It is.
They take
all the mistakes out of it because they've done it already. So that'd be kind of a fun job to have, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would. That would be a fun place to go visit, too.
It would be. We could probably set that up sometime.
Yeah, that would be fun. That would be fun. So what else is happening?
Well, I could, you know that I've been
actually,
on.
Actually, well, we can just remind people about the Granite State Brewers Association Summerfest that's going to be happening next Saturday, the 25th.
Mm-hmm.
You can go to brownpapertickets.com. And it sounds like it's going to be a great time. Starts at noontime, and there's even prices for a designated driver to come in, general
love
admission,
that.
VIP admission, and they also even have VIP parking. So I think it sounds like
a
fun time.
MLP will be telling us, that's Michael Hopley-Pierce, Hopley-Pierce, right?
MHP.
MHP will be talking to us about that next week on his regular visit because it'll be just a couple days out.
Yep.
I'm so bummed I can't go. I got other stuff that day.
Yeah.
So. No. You know, I've been on a campaign, as you know, to adopt orphaned meat from the day-old section at Shaw's. And I'll go in and I'll find a cut of really lonely meat that's been priced way down and go home and try to make something of it. I'm 2 for 2 this week. And I told you that I got a pork sirloin roast, 2.5-3 pounds. Barb was away. And I totally, encrusted the whole thing, did it on my big green egg. And then yesterday, as a leftover, Carol, I took it out, I sliced it really, really thin and put it on a hamburger roll. Fantastic. So it turned out really good with a little bit of barbecue sauce on it. It was professional.
Yum.
I nearly wept. It was so good.
Oh, my gosh.
I almost brought you some today, but I realized that it's really not on your approved list.
And you know what I had last night? I went to the store to get my stuff because I'm like you. I go daily pretty much to the grocery store. And I got it was a turkey. I don't know what part.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it must have been the breast, I guess. But it was marinated in a spicy marinade.
Mm-hmm.
And I baked it in the oven, and oh my gosh, it was delicious.
No
turkey.
Kidding.
And then I did it with some roasted asparagus with some grape tomatoes and some pine nuts.
Nice. So you added your touch to what they started.
A little salt and pepper.
It's the way to do it.
Really,
man.
Really good.
Kick it up a notch.
Yep, it was very, very good. But the turkey, it was, I liked it. Had a little cheese and some figs before.
Turkey can be finicky if you don't treat it right.
Well, and you know, it had enough of the sauce, so I was kind of like basting it, throughout,
right.
So it came out nice and juicy, and it was interesting.
And it's healthy,
it
too, for your
healthy,
purposes.
Exactly, cool. Exactly.
Hey, the mayor's in the house.
Mayor is in the house, so let's take a break.
Okay.
And we are going to feed the mayor. So
yay.
Stay tuned. Food for Thought will be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Time for your Subaru of New England Lake Report, all being brought to you by Subaru of New England, offering the adventure of road-gripping, symmetrical, all-wheel drive.
From beautiful Sunapee Harbor aboard the MV Mount Sunapee 2 tour boat and the MV Kearsarge restaurant ship, this is First Mate Repeat with your Lake Sunapee Lake Report for Thursday, July 16th. Expect a daytime high of 75 degrees today. Winds will be out of the northwest around 5 miles an hour. Sunrise was at 5:21 this morning, setting at 8:28 this evening. Lake temperature is a balmy 74 degrees. The UV index is an 8 today, so make sure you put on plenty of sunscreen. We have a couple of great cruises coming up. We have a beer tasting coming up next Wednesday with Smutty Nose Brewery. Dinner and beer pairing is going to be a really great time. Next Thursday, we have a cruise with Whistle Pig Rye Whiskey. And if you're looking for something to do tonight, the music of Wayne Canning will be in the bar at the Appleseed. For more information, check out sunapeecruises.com. Have a great day.
Sprint knows all families are different. Some have a mom, dad, grandma, and twins, while others have four dogs, three teenagers, and two moms. There are lots of types of families, but only one family plan that's perfect for everyone. Sprint's Family Share Pack. For just $100 a month, the whole family gets 20 gigs of high-speed data to share, plus unlimited talk and text for everyone. Unlike T-Mobile, Verizon, or AT&T's 10-gig family plans, Sprint's Family Share Pack offers double the data. It's the best family plan out there among national carriers. The Sprint Family Share Pack. $100 a month, 20 gigs of high-speed data to share, up to 5 lines, plus unlimited talk and text for everyone. Ready to switch but stuck with your carrier? Not anymore. Sprint will pay off your old phone and contract so you can switch. It's that easy. Visit us online or at a Sprint store today.
After 9/30/16, pay an additional $15 a month per line. Offer coverage not available everywhere or for discounted phones. Excludes taxes, surcharges, roaming, international, and premium content. Subject to new line activation, $36 activation fee. Credit valid for in high-speed is 3G, 4G. Prohibited network use rules and throughput reduction apply. Streaming video speeds limited to 3G. Contract buyout via reward card requires online registration and phone turn-in. Restrictions apply. See Sprint.com for details. Other marks are property of their respective owners.
Meet Ed Caron, Executive Vice President at Merrimack County Savings Bank.
The most important part of a business is the people. You need to understand their business, their strengths, their weaknesses, and because we make decisions locally, you can evaluate not just the numbers, but the character, the management style, the management ability, the location of the business. We had an opportunity to provide financing for the local bookstore. I had the opportunity to go down to the ribbon cutting, and when you walked in, it kind of blew you away. The place is going to do great. There's no doubt in my mind that they're going to be more successful than they ever have been. Now, we're proud to be part of it. Whether it's construction lending, business lending, we're always willing to listen and try and help wherever we possibly can. People trust the bank. We'll give them that advice that they probably can't get elsewhere, but they can get it here, and they know they're going to continue to get it for the next 50 years.
The Business Center at the Merrimack. Business banking and a lot more. Online at themerrimack.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Salt Hill Pub has a new location at the base of Mount Sunapee. And just like their other locations, Salt Hill Pub is the place for handcrafted pub fare, great brews and mixed drinks, and the finest live entertainment around. The Irish stew or the bangers and mash alone are worth the trip. Salt Hill Pub is committed to you, the guests, providing a fun, lively atmosphere where you will always have a great time. Open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week. There's always something going on at Salt Hill Pub. Locations in Lebanon, Hanover, Newport, and now at the base of Mount Sunapee in Newberry, New Hampshire. SaltHillPub.com.
From the WMUR Stormwatch 9 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Haley LaPointe. An awesome afternoon here, huh? Mostly sunny, pleasant, temperatures in the upper 70s, and a lot less humidity. Tonight's going to be a cool one. Clear skies, maybe some patchy fog, but temperatures falling into the upper 40s in a lot of communities. Friday will be mostly sunny with late-day clouds moving in, highs in the low 80s. Unsettled over the weekend with the chance of scattered showers both days, highs in the upper 70s to low 80s.
The future Red Sox tonight at Northeast Delta Dental Stadium. Atlas Fireworks tonight thanks to Goodwill Industries of Northern New England, plus a DJ and happy hour in the bar and grill before the game. More fireworks tomorrow. Visit nhfishercats.com.
Welcome back. Food for Thought with Carol and Mike. We're live at the Beacon Building on this gorgeous Thursday. No humidity outside. It's absolutely beautiful. And in from the back at the helm, a crash alert, New Hampton, I-93 northbound. The left lane is closed. So there must be a big crash up there. So just let listeners know that. So I-93 northbound way up in New Hampton, left lane is closed. So there we go. Well, welcome, Mayor. We missed you. Well, seems like it's been so long.
I know.
It's
been a month, right?
Maybe we have to start doing this weekly.
we got a beer guy that takes this spot. Otherwise, you're going to have to wrestle with him and see how that works out.
Well, it's certainly great to be back with you, and I'm
just excited about who's coming in.
I know.
Oh,
well,
Chef Patrick.
We have Chef Patrick Hall. He's the Lakes Region. He's the director, culinary director of the Lakes Region Community College.
Chef, the mayor will and... see you now.
Mike Warren, you're getting right up to speed, huh?
I'm finally getting back up to speed after being off for a year.
Brought some goods for us.
All right.
One more. Hold on.
All right.
Okay. Okay. Ooh, he, you know.
The mayor is smiling. Oh, look at that. Oh, I love the sauce.
Just in case, but we'll put this off to the side, you know.
Is it the same?
Oh, yeah, they're all the same thing.
All right. Bringing it back to the office, huh, Mayor? Yeah,
absolutely.
Whatever's left.
Absolutely.
I get one for myself? No.
There's enough in there for all of us.
Absolutely. So.
Yeah, move that up for Chef Patrick.
Squeeze. Oh, I knew that. I was just testing you. Yeah, there we go.
So why don't we open that up and why don't you let us know?
Ooh. I was inspired last night. I had my Italian cuisine class. And so what we got here today and what I brought is that some orecchiette pasta. And orecchiette pasta means small ear in Italian.
Okay.
So they're kind of like little cup shapes.
Mm-hmm.
But what we also have is I have a little sauce that I made. It's chicken and sausage. Okay. And we did a little mushrooms and capers and some garlic. And we stewed it all down with some
baby
some,
spinach in there too.
Yep, baby spinach. Finished it off with a little cream and some Parmesan cheese. Made a little creme rosa sauce. And that's what you're eating there today. So it came out pretty good.
This is the part of the program where we pretty much let the mayor eat for a
moment. Yeah,
we talk amongst ourselves.
We don't usually hear from him at this point.
So this is in Italian cuisine. You know, like this was one of my favorite classes.
It'll be a little while before you hear from me.
Italian cuisine. You know, we teach the students. You know, I try to teach them all sorts of different classes. But one of the biggest things is just to try to blend the flavors. So you got a little bit of capers in there. You got a little bit of garlic, you got a little bit of wild mushrooms in there. I believe there's some baby bellas in there, and then I love that orecchiette pasta because it holds that sauce just nice and
yeah.
Happy.
I knew it began with O, but I couldn't put my finger on what it was called.
It's very non-fattening.
Watch the white shirt, please.
Here you go. Strap.
I was gonna give you a linguine, and then I'm like, oh, he's probably gonna be wearing a white shirt, so you know. So I figured orecchiette would be easier to eat, you know. So. So that's that. Yeah. So hot Italian sausage, just a little bit of those chicken thighs again. Like I said, stew those down. So literally, when take a little bit of onion and I take a little bit of garlic and we sweat those, mm-hmm. And then you get the chicken in there, and you get this. Well, you get the sausage first, and then you brown off the chicken, put that in there, you know, mm-hmm. and cut up, and then you just kind of let it marinate, you know, kind of cook for a little bit, and then I hit it with a little bit of Merlot wine.
I was going to ask if there was any. Can you taste the wine in there at all, Mayor, or does it all cook off?
It all cooks off pretty much. It just adds like a little, you know, like a little bit of flavor to it. So then add that, and then your fresh basil. And salt and pepper. I added some crushed or diced tomatoes and juice. Mm-hmm. Add those in there, and then just the blending of that, and then right there alone, that sauce is great by itself. But then we had to finish it off with some heavy cream and some Parmesan cheese. You know?
You could have stopped before you got to.
I told him to be a little healthy.
There's spinach.
They always tell me that. This is my key saying. I said I've been eating forever, and I'm fine. Okay, so
I walked to the other end of Elm Street today.
Yeah,
there you go.
That's it. So,
wow.
Mm. Yeah,
is this good?
Yeah.
It looks really good. Anything really that Patrick makes and brings in is just phenomenal. Even the last time when you brought sandwiches.
Yes, yeah,
and,
last
you know,
time.
I'm thinking sandwiches.
What do you mean last time?
Last time, yeah. Well,
how did I miss that? I didn't get sandwiches.
It was meant for
they
you.
They were, and you know, it was meant for you.
It was meant for you. So last week's menu, because we missed,
all right.
But it was, we did.
They were so good.
I went back to one of my favorites, and I did these wraps, and I made my own stuffing, and Donna was here to eat it with us too. So we kind of had a little party over here, eating that. So I made a cranberry mayo, turkey, bacon, some sharp cheddar cheese, and I wrapped it all up inside of a wrap, and had like a little Thanksgiving wrap, if you will. And then I made some tortellini salad on the side with like a little pesto.
Well, I apologize that I wasn't here last week.
Well, we can recreate it.
But I can tell you that I'm glad I missed last week because this is outstanding.
Wow, good. Well, I appreciate it.
Rather go with the pasta than a sandwich.
And I was wondering, I was contemplating that. I'm like, you know, a sandwich. yeah, it's cleaner. But you know what? Mm-hmm. Pasta's just so good. You know.
Not to worry. I've got another white shirt at the office, so if I drop something on it, I
bet you do.
I do.
Do you carry a Tide stick in your pocket?
Mm-hmm.
See?
I should
an experienced executive.
Yeah, I should do that with my chef jackets because I constantly have a white chef jacket, and you can tell I'm running around tasting all the students' stuff because I got stains from here down to here, you know. So I rewash them.
You cook with reckless abandon, Chef
Absolutely.
Patrick,
and I eat with it too. You know, you know. So I have. You normally when I'm walking around, I have a whole pocket. I have this pocket right here, and it's just filled with forks and spoons. So you know, around so you can just pass the forks, and then you just throw it off and you taste something.
Hey, you were talking about roll-ups here a minute ago. I saw something online today because I'm a big grilled cheese guy. I'm making a grilled cheese roll-up.
Oh yeah, yeah.
It's basically you just take the bread and you flatten it out a little bit so that it's more like a piece of flatbread.
Yeah.
Then you put the cheese inside. You roll it up and you butter the outsides of the bread once you get the cheese in there. And then you just kind of flip it when it gets brown and move it around, and so it's brown on all sides.
Kind of cool.
And the cheese oozes out of either end like a giant cheese cannoli, and it's
a giant cheese.
Yeah.
Cannoli.
So
you know, I was gonna bring in that cheddar, you know, and I was looking, I was like, you know, I'm gonna do this instead. So I said maybe we'll bring that in next week because we got our cheese making class next week. We ended up doing in my other classes, my garmage class, and it's Art and Craft of the Cold Kitchen. Mm-hmm. So we started doing pâtés and terrines this week, which you don't really see too much anymore. But I still teach
terrines.
Do you?
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah.
You know, if you guys don't stop talking, I'm going to keep eating.
So we did that, and then I did these platters. So we work with aspic. Do you guys know what aspic is?
No.
Any chance? Okay, so aspic is like kind of like beef or chicken jello, pretty much. And if you have like a big platter.
Doesn't sound good so far, Chef.
Generally, your theory is when you do a platter, everything should be edible on there. So we make little pictures with herbs, and then you suspend it on the bottom, and then you can put your terrines on top of that. And so you got a little beautiful picture on the bottom, and then you got your terrines all sliced out for you. And people go into competitions doing this. You know, I have friends that were because you know the culinary has their own Olympic team, the U.S. Olympic team.
What?
Oh yeah. Yeah, I don't know if you knew that, and they do this. And so I had some friends that were on the Olympic team. They went to Germany, and they compete all over the world.
Is this an every 4-year thing, or is it more frequent than
I think
that?
It's every 2 years.
Every 2 years.
Yeah.
So you know people that have competed.
Yeah, right? I'll have to send you some of the pictures
So any age can do it as opposed to the regular Olympics where you got to be young and healthy
Any age, yeah. Generally, like I said, some of the kids I went to school with that are from Johnson and Wales were doing it. I noticed that there was one guy on there for this Olympic team, and they're all sponsored. And they do that, you know, so, but everything's covered in aspic. I mean, it preserves food and all that sort of stuff. So it's not too favorable to eat.
I never heard of that.
Spell
that. That is really interesting.
Aspic.
And it's gelatinous meat?
Yeah. So what you do is you make what's called a consomme. Okay. Consomme is a clear, fortified, brothy soup. So if I was to make a chicken consomme, I'd take my basic mirepoix is what it's called, onion, celery, and carrots. And I would take, let's say, chicken. So I'd ground chicken. And I'd put it in if you made a whole pot of stock, you know, just out of bones, it's kind of cloudy, you know. So you put it all in there with egg whites, a little bit of vinegar, and a little bit of tomato. I use tomato puree. Mix it on up. And then you slowly have to bring it up. And it was funny because in culinary school, we had to make one of these. And it's kind of tricky. So you slowly bring it to a simmer till that forms a raft. And so that raft of that pretty much is just like a meat. It's just a meatloaf is what it is. So it rises up to the top. It simmers. Then all of a sudden, it just kind of pokes through and it filters itself. When you get done, you have a stock that's as clear as that bottle of water right there. So
you're going to give that a shot sometime, Mayor? You and Cassandra in the kitchen?
But it's very flavorful.
Make some aspic?
As long as these ears aren't in front of me, I can
the ears.
These are way too good.
The orchetta, yes. So, so we do that, and then you just kind of it's something you don't see very much anymore. But I still teach it because I like to do it. That's why. So
I'm
you can
fine.
Make little tiny, you know, carvings out of fruit and stuff or vegetables, and you put it in there, you suspend it in there, and you can make like a little picture on like a big wide plate, and then you put it on there afterwards.
Could you do? Do you have somebody that could actually do a portrait of the mayor?
I'll try.
For one of his re-election parties?
Maybe. Absolutely. We'll suspend it in there.
Gelatinous meat. How does that hit you, Mayor?
We'll cover it in there, you know. So
yeah.
But yeah, no, it's pretty neat, you know. So so that's what we did. So next week we're going to be doing our cheese section again. So we're going to try to make some cheddar and some.
And you will bring us some.
I'll bring you some this time. I have a batch that I've had in my refrigerator that's been aging for I think it's about nine months now. So we'll try that.
I have a mac and cheese contest to enter in January, and I want to enter the locally sourced category this year.
Sure.
So I'm looking because there aren't that many places that make cow cheese.
Oh yeah.
In the state.
Yeah.
And I found one in I think Wilton, but I'd love to maybe source it from you.
Yeah. So. If you like I said, and if you ever want to learn how to make it, it's very simple.
I want you to make it. Why don't we take a break?
Yeah, we need to.
Because I need to get the mayor's advice on a question of my driving lately that I'm not sure about.
Oh,
yeah. You know what I'm talking about?
Has
nothing to do with parking, but.
So we'll go on a break, and you're listening to Food for Thought. We're on the Pulse, WTPLFM.com, and we'll be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 1077 The Pulse.
Yes, this is Food for Thought, everybody, on the Pulse 107.7 WTPL. Kara Lawrence and Mike Morin joined in studio by Chef Patrick Hall and the mayor of Manchester, Mr. Ted Gatzes. Grasshoppers Garden Center, one of our sponsors. They were on with us on our first Friday Outdoor Summer Series broadcast last week from New Boston. And Mama McDonough's Irish Pub, 5 Depot Street in Hillsboro. So a month or two ago, Mayor, I expressed interest in perhaps having the parking kiosks extend beyond 2 hours for the total length that somebody can park, because I'm here about 2 hours and 15 minutes every day, leaving me exposed for a few minutes. But that I understand that can happen. Now, but I do have a more serious question, and this is Queen City Ave at Elm Street. There's the Bakersville School, right? All right, so if I'm heading east, in other words, I came from South Willow, and I want to take a right onto Elm Street, there's a no turn right on red during school hours from 7 to 3:30, I think it says. So this week, I have taken the liberty of turning right on red because there is no school. And every time I look back in my mirror, I see nobody else doing it. Although finally yesterday, I saw somebody else turn right on red. I understand you're not in traffic enforcement. That's not necessarily your department. Would you do that?
I would do that.
Okay.
As long as school's out, I would do that. So all summer, you're safe.
There you go.
I've just been sweating it out, and I got the official word. Can we consider that the official word?
That's what the sign says.
That's what it says.
That's what you can do.
Sweating it out.
Okay, good. Now back to the parking. No, just kidding.
He wants to get special privileges that he can park for 2 hours and 15 minutes.
Well, I think
that's really what he's asking.
What he needs to do is he has to get here 1 minute before he starts, jog over here.
True.
There you go. There you go.
And maybe Carol can take over the last minute of the show so you can jog back to your car. And then you won't have to worry about it.
See, this is why he's such a good negotiator. He's the Henry Kissinger of the mayoral world. He can come up with these solutions that don't occur to us mere mortals. I like that, Mayor.
Just jog.
It's your job. That's right.
No, just jog.
Oh, just jog.
Just jog.
Oh. Well, there was a time when I did. I'm you know, your age, Mayor, and you know we should not be jogging in our 60s.
I don't disagree.
Yeah.
Then pay the ticket.
Maybe jogging could work out in my favor here. No, I think of the guy Jim Fix. He was the running guru in the 80s. He had 2 books. I forgot what it was called, but it was the number one best-selling running book in the 80s. He wrote 2 books, Jim Fix, F-I-X-X. Look it up. And he died of a heart attack running in Central Park. So how's that going to sell a few books, right? And I don't know how old he was, but I think he was 60-ish or so.
I don't think you – I mean – that just must have been, you know, something that just happened. I mean, that's good that he's running. That keeps you healthy. And
well, he's
you know.
Dead now, though. He's not.
Well, I know, but that was probably like, you know, a fluke or something. I don't know.
Got me enough capillaries in the heart.
Yeah, there you go. Not enough capillaries for the, exactly. And I know that was part of what was helpful to you, Mayor, is you had that network of collateral blood stuff going on.
I did. I was very fortunate that I had an athletic heart.
Mm-hmm.
That created its own artery system.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. Yeah. So drive.
So how was the Lindsay's opening at the Capitol Center on Sunday?
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Absolutely unbelievable.
The Make-A-Wish girl.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Lindsay Vashon. You know, they had the red carpet out for her. They had her own stars
Secret
on the sidewalk.
Secret Service and everything?
Secret Service, limousine ride, police escort. And I can tell you the documentary of the film, the anime that she made was unbelievable.
That's a great theater, too.
Yeah.
It's really good.
And
yeah.
It was up on all three screens. She got a standing ovation when it was completed.
Aww. That's awesome.
So, and then I brought her into City Hall on Monday and gave her a proclamation from the mayor.
Oh, nice. Cool.
And the school board was there and certainly recognized her for her talents, and she's off to Southern New Hampshire University, which is a wonderful, wonderful thing.
Awesome.
We get to talk to a lot of the people that work here. As you know, they're in this building, and there's an unending list of great, heartfelt stories that they can share.
Yeah, it was her parents were there, her grandparents were there, her great-uncles were there, her great-aunts were there. It was truly an amazing, amazing story.
Cool. Very nice.
Well, you get to go to a lot of events, so I'm sure that is up there with feel-good moments.
That's one of the top 10.
Really?
Yeah. I can tell you it was really good.
Very nice. But your schedule is filled with things like that almost on a daily basis or events that are feel-good events and very positive things for the city of Manchester.
Yeah. It's always enjoyable to go to events that show people's abilities of what they did. And certainly, Chef, you showed your abilities today.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
But it's a lot of fun to go things like that, and sometimes there's some sad things that you have to do. And,
yeah.
But this was one of those happy things and somebody that was really excited about what they accomplished and Make-A-Wish. You know, this was probably, when you look at some of the things that they do, this might have been one of the easier ones.
Right.
Even though as professional as it was done, and she had a beautiful, beautiful gown on. So it was really first class, and it was a lot of fun, and I enjoyed it.
Nice.
Yeah, I saw the pictures on Facebook, and I saw that you were there, which was nice.
I was one of those VIP guests.
You were?
Closest I'll ever get to the red carpet and an Academy Awards presentation was that Sunday. So.
Well, I had a brush with VIP greatness at your little reelection soiree back in June. As I don't know if I told you the story, I was approaching the door, and all of a sudden, the paparazzi and all the photographers in the video came alive, and I thought, oh, my God, the mayor told everybody that I'm coming. And then I look about 30 feet further, and it was Governor Chris Christie. I said, oh, great. You had me there. Oh, that's funny. So there's always good things happening in the city. I was driving up Elm yesterday, and there's usually a banner that hangs over right near Veterans Park in the center of New Hampshire. And I noticed it's the Tattoo Fest or Expo or whatever it is. It made me think. So, Mayor, what do you have a tattoo?
No, I don't have a tattoo, but they're here for a great cause.
Oh, tell us about it.
The Manchester Animal Shelter.
Oh,
that
right.
Tattoo Expo is raising money for the Manchester Animal Shelter, which I can tell you is very close
to Cassandra,
to my wife.
Oh, so is she involved somehow in this particular event, fundraising aspect?
She asked me if I saw the banner because somebody had called her, and I said, yes, I saw the banner. And she said, well, that's good. And she said, are you going? And I said, were you suggesting that I go?
How long have you been married?
29 years, heading to 30 in May. So... I'm sure we'll try and stop in and visit the Tattoo Expo.
This is not this weekend, but next.
Next weekend.
Next weekend.
I didn't see that banner, but I did notice the beer banner up there when I was coming into the city.
Oh, yeah, it's a big brew fest, right?
Yeah.
Well, you mean another thing that I'm going to have to go down to?
I'm so sorry. Yeah.
Okay,
it's a tough job, but you know.
So you will be judging.
We're one of the judges. Yes.
I know they have like a chicken wing competition.
Chicken wing.
Is that what you'll be judging?
Yes.
That's going to be tough. I'm so sorry.
Yeah. Let's go back to the tattoo things for just a second, because I have to say this something, because we would have never talked about this. I just have to let you know. My boyfriend, Daryl, who you met Daryl, and he has one of those tattoos that needs to be gone.
Oh, ex-girlfriend's name?
Yeah, right on his arm right here, and it's like an ugly tattoo, too.
Of course it is. It's the ex-girlfriend.
Like, it's like a picture of a girl, but not the girl, like some cartoon thing or
something. She has a beard?
And then you will never guess what her name is.
Carol.
Cassandra.
Oh! Oh, no.
I swear to God. He actually showed her at my brother's that day when you guys were there for Lila's baptism.
Yeah. Well, my nephew.
She was roaring, and she said, you better not show Teddy that.
Yeah. No, she, you know, I don't, I'm not ink. I don't do ink well.
Well, Carol, I have a story that is somewhat similar to yours. I'm divorced, but my ex-wife's father had a tattoo that said Olga on his forearm, and then he broke up with this particular Olga, but the woman he ended up marrying was also Olga.
Oh, my
so
gosh.
He didn't have to take it off.
That's
How funny. Weird is that?
He must have searched long and hard
well,
for that one.
Well, what makes it even crazier is they're Mexican-American, so I you know, that's more of a German name,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah, yeah.
So that was
two Olgas.
Two Olgas, man. I bet he's the only person in the history of the world that's ever dated or been with two Olgas.
I would think
on
so.
On any kind of a basis. So.
They have that new show now that's out there. That's not a new show, but
oh,
I think
yes.
It was with the tattoo.
Were they
fix
repair them?
Oh.
Yeah.
Fix them,
yeah.
Fix them and all that sorts of stuff. So I've been getting into that.
You can get it fixed.
He needs it fixed. I look at Cassandra all the time.
So what does he say about that when you ask him?
It doesn't bother
no.
me.
But if
just,
you were,
it's just funny.
Yeah. But if you were 25 years old and, you know, insecure and everything else, it would have been gone long ago, I think.
Probably. Yeah, like, whatever.
Well, we got to go,
anyway.
Mayor.
Jeff, it's been a great day again. Another great meal.
Yes.
Chef
Patrick, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
What are you doing 2 weeks from today?
Yeah, that's right. 2 weeks from today, I'm cooking dinner. That's right.
Carol, Mike, thanks.
No. I already
day.
Have
You're
it
welcome.
Set up.
All right, she's got it set up.
I'll do it anytime.
Have it set up.
All right, cool.
Anytime you want.
Yes, all right.
Thanks,
you're
Mayor.
Listening to Food for Thought. We're at the top of the hour. We're going to say bye to the mayor. Patrick, you're staying.
Okay.
You're staying. You have to stay.
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
All right.
Thanks, everybody.